Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Go Loud.
What do you think?
He did it.
He ran a fucking marathon.
Huh?
With no training.
He did it.
He did it. He deserves his moment. We have egg on the face.
Bit shocked?
A bit. Couldn't believe it.
What does this mean now? Does this mean...
Can he fly a plane?
What if you can fly a plane? Could he win the World Darts Championship?
Within a year.
What if J-Lo did it?
What's that gun residue on her hand?
What if he can score 5 goals in the Premier League?
Maybe everything he said is true.
Was he right about everything?
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stall It, a very special episode of Stall It. I have a guest on today. Joe, tell me. First of all, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Really, Joe, as well, give us a look at the metal there.
This thing?
Yeah.
This noisy little janky plastic piece of crap.
Metal.
Yeah.
Ish.
Sorry.
Metal-ish.
Yeah, part metal.
Lovely fucking shade of colour on the ribbon.
Oh, nice blue.
Yeah.
Nice. That's, do you know what that is?
More of a mauve.
That's a participation award for running a marathon. That's all that is.
Well, thanks for coming in and showing us.
What you think of that?
Colin Farrell eat your heart out.
What do you think of that?
Very impressive.
You're not supposed to be impressed.
I know, yeah.
That's not the emotion I'm...
We're ruining it for you because...
Well, I think there's... The only emotion we're feeling is that we're very impressed.
I'm proud of you.
Don't want you to be proud of me.
We know.
The whole point is that it's easy to do. Don't be saying that you're...
No, we're very impressed.
No, I don't want...
It's very impressive.
It's not impressive. That's the point. The point is that it's not impressive.
You had to dig deep.
Put the ego in your pocket for a minute. It's very impressive.
You want me to take the ego out? You want me to embrace...
Get rid of the ego.
Lads.
It's very good.
It's running. It's not hard. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. It's not hard. It's hard. It's hard. It is hard. But it's not... Jesus, it's not like, oh, I'm going to dedicate my entire life to running this marathon in a year.
There's a fucking yawning at the coming in, you're walking like John Wayne.
We have my legs, I saw. I did run a marathon after all.
Maybe easy, but you will hurt after it.
You will hurt after it, yeah.
You didn't say it wouldn't hurt.
I didn't say it was easy. I never said it was easy.
Did he not say it was easy? Was that not the whole thing?
He said it wasn't impressive.
It's not impressive, I'll definitely stand with that.
You said it's not hard.
And I agree with that.
Well, hang on one second.
He's sitting here today and seems all right.
I'm here. I'm an eye.
You do? Yeah, you seem in good shape.
Thank you.
I genuinely thought you were going to be in the hospital after.
Did you think so?
I honestly thought that because at a certain point that I was watching on and off, like I was going onto the app and putting your number in and keeping track of you in case you were on the scooter or something. And at one point towards the end, the map just stopped. Yeah. Your icon just stopped for a half an hour.
Yeah.
And I was texting on him why hasn't it moved in a half an hour? I was he's had to get stretched off or something.
Could you see the live where I was?
Yeah.
A GPS tracker?
Literally, yeah. A Google Maps looking.
I thought it was just when I passed a checkpoint or something, then it just clocked the time.
No, if you zoom into it, you could see it moving like that.
No way.
That's just an estimate though, I think. That's not actually.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
Hit the round now. I thought I was watching it live.
Joe's going real fast.
I already finished and I'm fucking still watching it. You stuck there for half an hour.
Yeah, there was a point where you didn't move for half an hour. We were texting each other. We were something's happened to him.
I was watching it. It's the only time it didn't move. And I got up and I went, Oh no.
What do we have to do?
He was asking me if it's broken. He's like, is it okay? Moved in an hour.
Like, is he all right? Is he? Did you run past Colin Farrell or anything?
No, he didn't run past him. He was
You playing. Ran past him.
He was bouncing. See, you go in waves. Like, there's different. There's like 10,000 people go first, and then 10,000 people go second, and then like the last 5,000 or whatever. They break up into different waves, so you're not tripping over people.
I'll do it with you next year.
Oh, you won't be doing that again.
I've done,
done it. It's done.
You won't do it again.
Why would you?
Would you not say to yourself, imagine what you could do with a bit of training?
Yeah. I think like...
Were you on the treadmill? Better. Were you on the treadmill before?
I wasn't on the treadmill.
Just so you know, there's a conspiracy theory out there.
Here we go. Yeah,
there's...
Here we go. There's always... Go on.
What's the I first theory? Heard this last week at the live show. The live show, which has been relegated by the events of the past weekend. Someone who was at the live show and hadn't seen you since the previous live show pulled me aside, and having seen the show and... You know, the fuss we made about you running the marathon. They said to me, Joe's looking very, very like...
Sexy.
Well, they didn't say sexy.
Trim.
Trim, maybe, yeah. Something like that.
I'm always skinny.
And I said, he's always been a skinny bastard.
And then bang, bang, chicken salads out of Dunn's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I said, yeah, he's always been skinny. And they said, no. He's definitely looking different last time I saw him. And then she says to me, he's secretly training.
Absolutely.
Even in the photos afterwards,
yeah,
he looks like a bit of Paul Mescal to him and Gladiator too.
In what photos?
Just the stance and the one with the vest when you complete, and it was like a swipe across on four photos, and one of them you were just standing there.
The one I
looked
sent
very,
you.
I'll
be crossing the line.
That one, though, no way. Lads, honest to God, I was not.
Were you thinking that as well?
I was a bit suspicious. And then there was a couple of comments of people saying they've seen him running around Kilmore.
Definitely wasn't doing that.
Oh,
I definitely wasn't running around.
Where were you running?
I wasn't running anywhere.
On the treadmill, weren't you?
I wasn't running anywhere.
Now, so that's just, you know, I hope you know how everybody on 9/11 now feels.
When they doubt the official events.
You have to lend yourself to a conspiracy.
You can believe that if you want, but I know in my heart of hearts.
Will we do a deep dive on it?
I didn't train. Please don't. No, no.
The marathon.
Don't check my GPS map.
Let's just go up and ask everyone in the gyms around Coolock, have you seen this man? But what was the other one? Your racing strategy. So we could see the splits of like how long it takes you to run the first 10, 20K and so on.
Yeah.
You did the first 10K. Pretty quickly for
handy
someone.
Boys, I done that first 10k and I was like, I'm deadly at running. Honestly, I done 10k and I was like, this is a fucking doss.
About an hour and 5 minutes or something.
Really good
which
time.
Is good. Yeah.
Really good time. And I was like, this is gonna be fucking smooth sailing.
Which means you took 5 hours to run the next 30k roughly.
There was a lot of walking in the last 6 miles. There was a lot of walking and like, I pretty much sprinted the first 10K and I shouldn't have. And I fucking, that's what, I could have got it close to the 5 hours, I'd say. So I finished with 5 hours 54. And I think if I had stuck to my own strategy, which is like stop after every kilometre for a little walk, then I think I would have done a lot better.
What were other people doing around you? Did you notice strategies where they were just stopping and walking and chatting and then running again?
No, they were just going for it. They were just going. Some people, like a lot of people towards the end, like you'd be walking.
Didn't someone like you can win the marathon, yeah? Like yeah. There was a winner and like he done it in like 2 hours and a bit.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's freaky. But that's, you know, that's training.
That's like, what a bit of training to do, yeah?
A bit of training.
If you'd done that, sure, you'd probably win it.
My whole point doing this is that anyone can do a marathon. You can do a marathon. You can walk it. It'll take you fucking 12 hours or something like that. But you could do a marathon.
I don't think I could.
You could walk it.
I could walk it, but yeah, I could definitely walk. I could walk a marathon, but if I was to like, I don't think I'd beat your record there. Like what you've done it in, like 5:50 or something like that, or 5:56 or something like that.
Yeah.
I think I'd go over that. Easy, like by a mile.
Yeah, probably. But if you have like, I don't know, I think if you have a baseline of fitness, like if you're moderately fit, you can do a marathon. Like, it's just not as hard as people make it out to be. And they want to believe that it's hard because they've dedicated so much time to doing it. Like, remember, before I done it, Keane was saying, Joe, I think you're in a bit of bother. Like, he was so, he was concerned. People were really, really concerned about me doing this.
Yep.
Like, a doctor would say, no, Joe, don't do that. Response to that now would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not that impressive. Like, it's not worth shutting down the city for. If you want to run a marathon, do it in your own time around Phoenix Park or something.
Don't give yourself a medal.
Yeah. And people come out and share. That was actually really... The benefit of having loads of people is that really does kind of spur you on. Probably too much. That's why I ran the first 10K, is because I just felt like I was part of the pack. I didn't want to stop running. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be last. That was me. That was me target as well. Just don't be last.
Was there many behind you?
I was 17,000. I finished 17,000 out of like 17,900. So I think there was like 900 people behind me. So many people doing it. Fucking loads.
Is that the record amount?
I think for a Dublin marathon? Last year was 25,000.
Was it? I think you should do it again. I'd love to see you do it in 4 hours.
I don't.
Well, we could run a marathon in 4 hours. What are you talking about? That's easy.
I could with training. But then anyone could with training. Now, it wasn't 6 miles a walk.
Well,
it was about, I'd say, if you accumulated all the walk, because it was like walking, running, walking.
Now, in fairness, we did say beforehand, even if you walked it, we'd be impressed.
Yeah.
So, still impressed.
I don't want you to be impressed.
How long would it take you to walk it? At a brisk walk.
8 hours. 7, 8 hours.
Oh, more than that.
Basically,
more than that.
12. Joe ran the first 10K very quickly. So, he did 32 kilometers in 5 hours. So, that's about 6 kilometres an hour, which is 4 miles an hour, which is the pace of a fast walk.
He did the maths.
You really broke this down, didn't you?
And I couldn't come in here empty handed.
I was stopping for pisses as well and water breaks. Like,
well, that's the thing. You did definitely stop for breaks, which is perfectly allowed. So you weren't walking the whole thing.
And stretching as well. I had to stretch.
Your electrolytes. Electrolytes.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think you actually strolled from 10K to the end. Because obviously you were stopping breaks, which means you must have been running the rest of the way.
I was running a lot of it. A hell of a lot.
The gel tubes that you
used to gels,
did you bring them?
Did you get the gels, yeah?
I had like 8 of them in my pouch and I went through them very quickly. And then like the kindness of strangers, they were just...
Yeah. Do you want a gel?
Yeah, yeah.
So
you look like you need a gel, bud. Yeah. Here's a gel.
Like if someone see me walking, like they say, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm bleeding, wrecked. Say, yeah, do you have any gels or whatever? And they'd say, no, man, I had to eat them all. And then they'd give me one of theirs. Be like, oh.
So, but you still, jeez, if they had known what you were up to, they wouldn't have helped you one bit.
They'd have been tripping you up.
A lot of them did. A lot of them did. There's a video of someone like recording me on the 20th mile and I had my hands on my head like this and I was bollocksed. And she was recording me saying, come on, Joe, you said it was fucking easy. And I was like, all right. I just got back into a jog. That's a video there. I'll have to stick it up. But yeah, it's a bit of a doss, isn't it? Look at it. And I didn't get a runner's high. I didn't get a sense of accomplishment when I finished it. I just felt like this fucking medal was just
poking.
Did
you have a massive endorphin rush when you finished?
No. No.
Just pain.
Well, when you finished, did you not say, ha!
To everyone.
Do you know that way?
No. I thought at the finish line, and you would probably be surprised when you hear this as well, the organisation of the whole marathon was shy. I don't know if this year in particular was known for being shit, or if it's this shit every year. But I thought at the finish line, Moira and the kids were going to be there. And I thought at the finish line, like people, family and friends would be there to kind of...
And there's no one there?
No one was there because no one was allowed to be there. And they had the whole Fitzwilliam Square blocked off so no one could get into it. And I had sprinted like the last half a month, like about last 500 metres to get over the finish line. Well, in my head I was sprinting, but then I looked back at the live stream and I'm like, why was I even trying to run? That's just like a light walk. But then, yeah, so then as soon as I got over the finish line, I stopped running and my legs just went seized up. Like, and I couldn't fucking, like in my groin, I couldn't move. I was just like, my legs were just bricks, solid. Like they weren't.
There's like an acid that releases into your legs, isn't it? Like from your bones or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lactic acid.
Yeah, that can like, that's probably why you seized, is it?
Yeah.
And well, just fucking. Afterwards, I could. You just couldn't walk, could you? Or no. Like crippled?
Even yesterday morning when I woke up, like I couldn't get out of bed. So it was like bed bound for the whole of yesterday morning.
And seeing you having a walk in there, I didn't know if you were walking or doing a little toe tap.
the stairs are my enemy. Like I can't go up or downstairs without pulling myself up on a banister. Going up them backwards is easier than going up them forwards. Just getting off pat.
Just go down like that.
Yeah, just
off. See, all of this that you're describing is, it just makes me more impressed. You put your body through hell, John.
Fuck off.
A few selection boxes. Selection boxes I'd be having is a few Whispers.
Corley Worleys.
Corley Worleys and Dirty Milks. The aftermath isn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be for you.
He's alive.
Yeah, like I hear, like, it seems normal.
The need is
normal. Yeah. I mean, the horror stories you hear about marathons. I see, like, do you know what? I don't want to be insensitive.
Yeah.
Because
there's people out there that would think you're a fucking arsehole for it.
Well, people like, and obviously they've been training for a long time because they're doing a fucking marathon. Nobody else is out there with no training doing a marathon. But like I've seen people like falling, like collapsing. I've seen people being carried into ambulances. I've seen people like covered up waiting for ambulances. Like, it is dangerous. And it was probably stupid of me to do that. But I felt like if I was ever in danger, I'd probably just sit down and stop. Like, I think I could have pulled myself out. But I just thought it was handy. I don't want to be insensitive to those people, like, because yeah, it is, that's their experience. And if they're listening to this, they're going to be like,
it's like, you don't want people to just say, you can run a marathon without training.
Yeah.
And then go and do that and then them to really hurt themselves.
Yeah.
But I suppose your point was just to finish it. It didn't matter how quickly you finished it, really.
Well, I wanted so you to could finish take it as break. Fast as I possibly could.
Yeah, but your lack of motivation was kind of a defence shield for you. You could sit down and take a long break. And
no, I never did that. I only stopped for a piss twice. And I didn't even
stop.
Half
hour.
I stopped running and I walked. When they'd give me a water, I'd walk with the water and then get back into my run. But I never stopped and sat there. Actually, I'd stop for a stretch, like to stretch out my calves.
Did it get to a point when you started running again where you just like felt like it was mind over matter and like your legs just couldn't run anymore?
It was painful. Like towards the end, like if I tried to get into a run or a jog, it would be like me hips. It was like my legs were going to fall out of me hips.
Very impressive.
Fuck off.
I'm so impressed. I didn't think you had it in him.
No.
Why not? You know I'm stubborn.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
What's the next one?
Everest.
What are we saying?
Everest is a doss as well. It's fucking ridiculous. Everest. Absolutely ridiculous.
Heads to the airport and take one of those lads out for a spin.
An airplane? Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to do that. Easy.
Jay, you should do it. Be worried.
No. We'll be only copying, aren't we?
Beat me. Beat me time.
Don't think I could.
Maybe you have to climb Everest.
Probably just do the marathon.
Don't know why you don't do a marathon. Like, you literally run.
You're a runner, like.
I just run.
You are one of the runners.
No, yeah.
of
not
Dublin.
One of the real runners. No.
What would you do 10K in? You do 10Ks.
50 Sometimes. Minutes. 50 minutes.
Not all the time. Usually I just do a 5K. I wouldn't be doing 10K every week, like.
What's your 10K record?
Probably just under an hour.
Very good.
Like, I mean, like, yeah, a few seconds under, I'd say. See, I don't even know what my 10K record is. That's how invested I am in it.
See, when I like initially start running, like for 10 seconds, I want to stop.
That's the hardest part, getting through.
I'm like, why am I running? I don't want to run.
Yeah.
Do you know that way?
Yeah.
And like that 5K with Chris thing, I'm running and talking. I'm like, I don't even want to run. I don't want to run. And I'm like, I'm just going to stop here and just breathe and not run. And then I'll probably run again if I want.
If you trained, you'd beat my time.
If I trained, I'd do it in 4.
Now we said it. That's on the record.
There we go.
That's on the record.
Anyone that trains would do it in 4.
Oh yeah?
Ouch. That doesn't feel nice. Did you say to yourself at all, I might just stop and leave this?
Yeah. There was the closer to the end you get, the harder it is. Like, I was at about 20 miles and then you're like, all right, there's only 6 miles left. That seems handy. And you're running for ages and then you come past another marker that says 21 miles and you're like, how is that only one fucking mile? How do I have to do that again 5 fucking times? And it's mental, man. It's in your head. That's the
that's
hardest
why it's part. So impressive.
But it's not though. All you have to do is just kind of put that to the side and take sugar and take electrolytes. Once you have them electrolytes, then you can power through it,
like. What about the smokes though?
You have a smoke. Some people
was anyone smoking?
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. That's a silly look.
running a marathon with
with a fucking Johnny Blue hanging out of your lip.
I don't know. I didn't see anyone smoking. I seen someone holding a packet of smokes. I don't know if like they were, if
that was probably just them trying to give them up. They just hold on maybe to the packet and like, oh, they're there if I want them.
Yeah, there may have been something like that. Yeah.
Oh, any tips for someone who's inspired, wants to follow your footsteps and run next year's marathon?
I'd say don't do it. It's not impressive. Like, it's really not, like,
not fulfilling, not impressive.
But it's boring.
Boring. Oh, sorry. That's the one other thing I want to ask you. How did you find the boredom?
I had music. I set a playlist. I picked all the songs were 160 BPM. So that would match me rhythm when I'm running, because that would be a fast pace. But once I got through all them songs, I was like, fuck, I'm not going to listen to them all again. So then I just took the earphones out and I was just like, bored. I just couldn't wait to get to the end. That's what drove me forward, was just like getting to the end. Not thinking about the distance and think about it in time, I actually think is a lot easier. Because if there's 10K left, that seems like so much. But instead of saying there's 10K left, say you're just doing this for another hour. And then like you walk through the time instead of the distance. I think that's better mentally.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
You can have that one.
Thanks.
Would you ever give it a go?
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it next year just to...
I actually...
I don't know. I'm more tempted to now he's done this. He's annoyed me.
I'm not just saying it. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
I really just want one of them medals. Never got a medal in my life.
So pleased with yourself when you came in this morning. As you should be.
This whole thing. Yeah. I'm actually not pleased. Maura is very proud of me.
She should be.
She shouldn't be. And nobody should be. People are like, oh, fair play and all, fuck the haters and all. My point is that anyone can do it. It's not impressive. Like, don't be impressed by that, because it's stupid. There's people out there doing 50Ks or 100Ks, ultra marathons.
Is that impressive?
That's impressive. I think that's incredible.
Are you going to do an Ironman next?
I would happily do an Ironman.
You need to do the High Rocks.
Wait, what's an Ironman?
It's like an extreme triathlon.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the High Rocks thing Calvin's doing? Do you ever hear High Rocks?
Yeah, that's just fucking, I'd do that as well. Easy.
I think it would do that.
Yeah. Throwing balls at a wall.
Ball slams and all.
Silly.
Burpees the whole lot. Do them in me sleep. Fucking throwing a ball at a wall.
Doesn't impress me.
Would you get a medal for that, do you?
I think you do.
You doing the High Rocks, bud, eh?
The High Rocks. The Low Rocks.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
How are you feeling after the Vicar Street gig?
Good.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good show. People are saying it was the best of the three in Vicar Street.
I was...
Surprisingly, because I didn't... Yeah. I thought others were better.
I didn't feel like it was the best, but some people said that it was better than the previous two. Some people said the first was good in Vicar Street. The first one was good. The second one wasn't as good as the first one, which I thought, and then the third one was better than both of them. But I thought the second one that we done was probably the best in my estimation. But then I get confused with what we done on each night.
I can't even remember what we did on the first two. Like, I sort of remember. I remember Liberty Hall more.
Do you?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah.
I think it's good when it's set in the one venue and you do trade them in the one venue, you kind of get mixed up with what you did.
Yeah.
On which one. But Liberty Hall is so separate.
This was definitely the silliest of the shows.
Was it?
I thought it was the most
straight.
Cleverest.
I thought it was very straight. I thought the other two were kind of wild and erratic, and I felt like this one, and it's wrong to say that, because obviously it wasn't straight. It was mad.
You were the very man in the couple of days beforehand just saying, I love how strange this whole thing is.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what it was.
Darren was possessed by
a drunk old man
in double denim who then haunted the theatre.
Yeah.
Throughout the remaining of the show. Darren did a rap to your drum beat on the drum machine. Darren did a rap about Mattress Mick.
Yeah.
Mm.
I sang a song about
Mattress Mick and his big huge mattress.
It's big fat girthy
mattress.
Mattress.
What else is it? These dirty bastards.
Yeah, the whole second half was nearly like fucking. And Amy, how did Amy get on? I didn't even get to talk to Amy after the bleeding show.
Yeah, she was grand with it. Like
Amy was on the stage just.
Amy was on the stage doing a like bit of a game, like a game that Mr. and Mrs. thing, like. And she'd answer questions that you gave to her.
Yeah,
I didn't know the answers, but I did kind of know what the question. I did know what the questions were. I mean. Because it was like pre-rehearsed that I would say the complete opposite to what she was going to say.
Yeah.
Because on the line was like,
Go loud,
we're going to pay for the wedding if we got one right.
Yeah.
And obviously it set up that like, I knew the answer. So she wasn't going to get one right.
Yeah. But then what happened?
And she picked one. She picked the second one was, if Darren could give you a compliment, what would it be? And she wrote down hair extensions. And I said, hair extensions. But we rehearsed hair extensions loads of times.
Yeah, because we didn't think she would say hair
extensions. She's never going to say hair extensions. Like, why would she say that? She literally put it down like.
That's correct. That was mad. As soon as I seen that she wrote that down, I was like, oh, fuck. I was even trying to give you a look. I was like, don't say hair extension.
Twigged it. Like, I wasn't thinking about like the answers at all. Fucking nuts. But.
So Go Loud's paying for the wedding.
But then like when she got it right and I said the same thing, not that she got it right, like when we both said the same thing, I was like, it's best of two. Like just making it up as it goes along.
Yeah.
Changing the rules. But she enjoyed it. She said she's born for the stage.
Made for it. She was very comfortable. She was a lot more comfortable than I thought she might have been.
A few drinks.
Yeah. The Dutch courage.
A few of the blue stuff.
Bit of Russian confidence.
Bit of the blue stuff. Glass of wine. A glass of wine and a bottle of blue stuff.
I don't know what happened. I ended up getting collared at the stage when we were leaving.
Yeah.
Well, you say we had a guest. We had a musical act at the end, which we never done before. It's the first time we ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Belters Only. That was amazing.
No problem, yeah.
Unexpected.
No worries.
Good man, Darren. The connections, pulling in the connections.
Here, look. No problem at all, right?
Yanking them strings.
Do you want anyone else? Give me a show.
It was good.
No, but it worked. We incorporated them into the show very well, I thought. And it was good crack and the crowd bought it. Like, we were worried that, like, they didn't.
The crowd bought it.
What? No, because
it was Belters Only.
No, but we were worried that, like, it was an older crowd and they may not listen to your dance music in general, like dance music.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. But they liked it.
Like I think Belters Only's a good, I'm 32 and most of them are in that age bracket, so I knew it was gonna work. Like what's so fucking funny about that, lads?
It's like, well, I knew it was gonna work.
I did though.
Everyone else was worried, but I knew.
They're all scrambling and all saying this is gonna work like dance music, it's normally like something to do with
nobody said
Charles
like
Manson,
that.
Man.
Nobody said it like that. Nobody said it like
so
that.
It worked.
Josh listens to the podcast and he was even like, what the fuck? Is that really Belters Only coming out to fucking play a few tunes? What in the name of Jesus? So random. Very random. Which I suppose is fitting for the show because the show was so fucking random.
It was a weird show. It was great though.
The setup for you to say that you the usual, like, oh, I could be a DJ. DJ is easy. You just press play, put in a USB. But we had this pre-recorded bit where like, Joe press play on the decks and it just start playing like fucking Thomas the Tank Engine and stuff. Postman Pat, sorry. And just different like shit music all mashed together. And it was like, let me show you how it's done, yeah? Ladies and gentlemen, Belters Only. And everyone was like, what the fuck? That's mad. It's the boys.
Yep. Because the last show that we did, we were like, ladies and gentlemen, Barry Kerr, and then brought out some cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
But this time it was like the fucking real deal. They were probably expecting cardboard cutouts. Madness. Darren had a soundboard with spooky sounds on it.
Yep. Thunder and doors closing and opening and
rattling chains
and canned laughter.
Cackles.
Michael Jackson Thriller laughter.
Hmm.
Good shit.
Fucking comedy gold.
Everyone's going to be taking that soundboard idea now at live shows.
Never. Cheers.
No one's ever done that before us.
Never do it again.
They haven't. Or video.
Ah, they, yeah, they have.
Not video the way we've done video.
Ah, yeah.
Not well, not for us.
Podcast terms. All
right. A little bit.
Live shows in general.
Yeah. Podcast live shows I've gone to in general are not usually as... They're not done the way ours is done. Or even talking bollocks. Maybe, but not really, but not... The level of use of video and the way it's interactive and stuff like that in style of shows. I personally haven't seen it in other podcasts, live shows.
Fair.
I mean, mostly podcast shows are podcast shows.
Yep, yep.
This is just fucking bonkers and mad. Not a podcast show. Like, you couldn't put that out as a podcast episode because it's just, like, a lot more performative.
No, you couldn't put that out. No, it wouldn't work at all.
It's just fucking crazy.
That wouldn't make sense.
You could put out bits of it.
You went into the crowd?
That was unrehearsed.
Like, off the fucking dome.
Go out there with that mic. I love that. That's a great feeling out there.
Yeah. Man of the people.
How was it going? Everybody is all right.
And there was someone there that was running the marathon.
Yeah.
No way. It's mad.
And you asked her the question, like, what are you doing? What kind of prep are you doing for the marathon? And she was like, running.
Yeah, suppose so. And she was drinking water.
It
was
on the points.
It the did fly in.
I felt like it was 10 minutes and I was like, Jesus, are we way behind?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Absolutely. It did fly in.
The spice bag truck.
Oh, fuck.
It showed up.
It did show up,
it
yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
I tried it.
Did
one,
you try it?
One chip and one bit of chicken I got.
Yeah.
Nobody.
They were all bleeding out of clawing at the thing.
I offered you more. He brought one bag for the whole backstage party.
I know.
Crowd, whatever.
And he said he was going to feed it the whole lot.
Oh, yeah. And he came back with one bag.
Have you heard anything of what happened with that spice
I
bag
heard that it went on fire.
Did you hear anything?
Yeah, yeah. You gave me a bit of, well, let you.
I don't think it went on fire, but there was a fire.
You were telling me after.
There was a storm. First of all, there was a storm the night of the gig. I can't remember what name the storm was, but it was very, very breezy. And these lads...
Storm spice bag.
And there was a lot... We were parked up down the lane from Vicar Street, right in front of where the football pitch is. And there was a load of lads that came down from Crumlin, about 20 of them, youngfellas. And they all started a big... No, they were all trying to rob the spice bag truck. And... Mord was like, well, stop, will you? Like, you know what I mean? Mord was there with our brother who was running the spice bag truck. And so, like, they were to keep them happy, like, you know what I mean? She gave them a couple of spice bags or whatever. But they were just throwing shit at the fucking truck and all. They were just being pricks.
Mm.
And then they set a fire in the middle of the pitch. And because of the storm, the fire was just like blowing into the food truck, so they had to shut the shutters and close the food truck and all that. And the guard, she called the police. The police never came.
Ah, sure they wouldn't.
They never do. She called the fire brigade. The fire brigade came and tried to put the fire out, and then just gave up. So the fire was still going in the pitch, and they took whatever was left of it, like the sticks on fire, and you were throwing it underneath the food truck, underneath the spice bag food truck and everything. And she was like, will you fucking stop? And they were like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? And I'm getting up in her face. And I'm like, well, I only found this out at the end of the night. Like, even the next day, Moira was telling me about it. I was like, what? Because I was in fucking Vicar Street doing a live show. I didn't know what was going on outside. But it was absolute chaos for about 2.5 hours. And eventually they dispersed, I think. And then when the show was over, everyone from the show went out to the food truck to get their spice bags and stuff. But because they were so busy doing all that, never got to get a spice bag backstage.
So you're trying to tell me that one was reheated in a microwave?
No, that was fresh spice bag, I think. But it was just the one.
Fresh.
It was fucking tops.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Tops.
Really?
It's the best spice bag I've ever had.
Genuinely?
For real.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I'm fucking raging. I didn't even get one.
You should try one.
I just want
they're very
one.
Good.
Like, I want to go to the truck and just have a fucking spice bag on an off day and just like enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah,
I
mean? Yeah.
Instead of fucking
one chicken and one chip,
getting one chicken and one chip. Fucking
you're offering more.
Fucking
you're offering more.
Trying to feed the fucking whole back room.
Yeah, well, that's to do the whole lap of the place. Yeah,
but it was nice. You liked it?
Really nice. Yeah.
When's it gonna be out and about again?
I don't know. I want to get into Shelbourne to talk to you.
Yeah, do.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
It was off the scales.
But very good.
Still is. I know he only had a chip and a bit of chicken if I haven't.
Just one chicken, yeah.
Not even a pepper.
Nibbling it all night like that.
I've got a knife and fork and everything. I was like, make the most of this.
I'm genuinely raging. But it was a shit show.
I can't believe them young fellas, like.
Oh, fucking scruff.
Do you want the full circle moment?
Cover it.
At the live show, at halftime, we'd done a countdown clock that led to it going to 4 a.m. And if you listen to the podcast now, you'll know what I'm talking about. That I jumped through your window at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And my ma rang me today, right? And she said, I heard all this commotion outside the house at about 4 in the morning, right?
Okay.
She's on the phone to me and I was like, all right. And what was just people like, because yesterday was the bank holiday. No, it was Sunday happened. So bank holiday, Sunday happened on. Today is Tuesday when we're recording. And she said that there was a load of commotion outside at 4 a.m. And I was like, what, you just like, just people going by like drunk, bank holiday? And she said, no. So at 4 a.m, someone booted me ma's front door.
What?
Literally what happened in the sketch, like, at 4 a.m. I jumped through your window. Well, I'm 4 a.m, at me ma's gaff, Sunday gone. Someone, like, done a fucking kung fu kick at the door.
Jesus.
Dinted it.
Dinted it?
Yeah. Full kick, like, flying kick.
Does your ma have a ring doorbell or anything? No. I don't know, fucking. Do you think it was intentional? Like, do you think
I just think it's coincidence. Yeah, yeah. But just saps, like, because you were talking about, like, Yumfla's just like fucking lighting your blading fuel truck on fire, like.
Yeah.
It's like, just unbelievable, isn't it?
It turned you off doing anything, like. It turned you right off it.
Don't leave the house in October.
Too many bangers and fireworks.
Too many bangers and people. Oh, someone threw a banger at me once.
Oh.
Firework, like a repeater, when I was walking down the road years ago, when I was collecting Amy from work. And just like, oh, Darren, catch that. Going, oh, it was mad, horrible. Nearly took the hole out of me. I'll make a TikTok out of that, bud.
Rock.
Black cat in the back of your hood.
Walkers. Walkers.
This is our Halloween episode.
Oh yeah, you love Halloween.
I loved Halloween.
Are you dressing up? You loved it? Not anymore?
Just this year there's something different.
You're not feeling it?
You're looking getting older.
Aww. That's so heartbreaking.
Nah, I watched Halloween last night. Made a pumpkin the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good man. You carved a pumpkin?
Carved one. It's pretty good. Do you want to see a photo?
Yeah, let me see a picture. Proud of it. It's pretty good. Where'd you get the pumpkin from?
Dunn Store's always better value.
God, did you need to ask?
That's pretty good.
Look at that camera.
Give us a look.
Ooh. How'd you do that now?
With a pumpkin carving kit.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be some Temu angle to this or something.
Yeah. Temu was got it in Dales.
Yeah, well, do you know what I mean?
There
had to be a kit. There had to be some kind of commercialization of this. You didn't just take a steak knife out and.
Who the fuck? Everyone uses a pumpkin carving kit.
No, that's just a knife.
You can't get it the same.
You see? See?
The perfectionist.
We've lost the run of ourselves.
That's good though.
It's too good.
Pumpkin carving kits. All these decorations you see in gardens.
Do you want me to make one? I'm going to do another one later if you want.
Ah, it's too American. Save your breath.
A jack o' lantern.
A turnip.
Do you want me to carve you a jagger landing?
I'm going to do a turnip.
So how does your pumpkin carving kit work? How easy does
it exactly what it says on the tin?
No. How easy is it to use your pumpkin carving kit?
It's pretty fucking easy.
Yeah.
You just draw it out. I drew it with like a pencil, lightly. The shape of the eyes and the mouth and the nose. And then...
I have a pumpkin carving kit as well. Everyone has pumpkin carving kits.
No, they don't.
They do.
Everyone.
Well, like people that carve pumpkins.
People that want a pumpkin to carve a pumpkin have a pumpkin carving kit.
I do not have a pumpkin carving kit.
What do you mean won't have pumpkin carving kit? I know. He's loving this.
Oh, What are you going to do with that bump and carving kit now for the rest of the year?
I put it in where all the knives and forks are, underneath the drawer.
You'll be cooking steak and eating that way, a pumpkin carving kit.
Let's see what fucking design I can do on a steak with the pump and carving pit. Have you ever had one of them?
One of what?
A pump and carving pit.
No.
Never.
I'm going to look up what this actually entails. Like, is it?
It's not that big. It's not that extreme. I mean, like, it's just a fucking knife and all.
It's like little jigsaws, like for little jigsaws.
Little tiny knife. Jagged fucking knives. Like, you get a small one, a big one, a medium one, and you get a scraper with it as well. So you take out all the pulp.
There's a great range of carving kits here. There's the basics, which is little scoop. And
I know the one that everyone has. It's the one on a piece of cardboard with the plastic over it, and they're all orange handles on them. That's the Dales one. Your little Dales da. Going to Dales and getting your son a yo-yo.
I done
when you told them you were going to Smith's. Is that just me?
Do you want to see one I done with my bumping carving kit?
Little bump and barbing bit.
You don't watch Rick and Morty, but
fucking do that.
We did.
That's not even your fucking fireplace, man.
That's me ma's in the flat.
You did them.
Class, aren't he? You watch Rick and Morty?
Yep. No, he didn't do them because he was so impressed by my one.
No, hang on. They're very good. They're very good.
You done them.
Yeah, me and Marla. And then Josh and Joanne done one as well, I think.
How are you drawing the image onto the pumpkin?
With pencil.
You can get a stencil. Freehandle. You can get stencils like.
See, stencils, stencil. Carving kits.
And look at this.
This is.
No, I done that shit.
This is just the Americanization of the whole bloody lot.
So you don't have a bumpkin carving kit?
No. My wife will probably buy one, but it wouldn't be for me now.
She will after this.
My wife be more like you too now.
Oh yeah.
There's decorations, you know, light up ghosts and all in the windows, and I'm like, ah, come on.
Jesus Christ, they're terrible.
I'm miserable. Like, yeah, it's a shame.
The best of the best now.
Why?
Because everyone wants their kids to be better than other kids. Same with Christmas when they put all the fucking photos up with their presents.
It's about the photos, isn't it?
It's all that it is. It's all it is.
Fucking Instagram.
I used to really love like coming up with a costume and making it and
talked about probably around Halloween time last year, the year before on this podcast, but I won best costume before in the Shilling in Finglas. I got €50.
What did you dress up as?
The water boy.
Yeah, see?
Did you just stick like a ballygown thing on your back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big canister.
Deadly.
And a gilet. They were good then as well.
No. I think they're more fun.
I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who are still doing their own costumes, but just
send them in to this stall at goloudnow.com. Yeah. Send in your lovely photos and we'll review them.
Just feels like it's gone.
My Ollie's school, there was a bunch of kids that made their own costumes and they were actually very impressive. Someone came dressed up as R2-D2, which just seemed cumbersome, to say the least. It was kind of like a washing basket upside down and it was just kind of wrapped.
No imagination.
Jesus Christ. C-3PO, that's what he should have really went for. Somebody was dressed up as Lego. Lego Man, one of the Lego Men. They had, that was a cardboard box, kind of.
Sprayed yellow
and stuck onto it and some stuff. What else was there? Sort of homemade stuff. Oh, somebody came dressed up as Molly Malone. She had like a wheelbarrow with her and she had loads of seashells in it and a bottle of Mr. Muscle in there. So it was like, cockles and muscles. Should have just got fucking muscles. I was in the air for some muscles.
I don't know about that, the can of it. Look,
I also kind of thought it was weird dressing a child up as a prostitute, but it's a good costume. She was a prostitute, wasn't she?
Yep.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
You do now. It's why everyone touches our titties.
They shouldn't be doing that. They're
only
giving
a statue.
It they're giving out about that. They're giving out about that now.
All of them. Oh, they're all giving out.
Them. They all are.
It seems some people say she was not a prostitute and some say she was a part-time prostitute by
night. I just think we just don't go near that.
Street trader by day.
Don't touch that now. We'd leave that. It's not, no, you know.
Street trader.
That was my religion book.
Oh, are you dressing up this year? You have Halloween parties and everything.
Only the once.
Oh, I thought it was a regular thing.
And then there was some mad fella that turned up and uninvited with as a plus one and just wrecked the shop. And I was like, I'm not doing this again.
And never again. Fuck that.
Fucking pouring cans of beer in me turtle tank. And I was like, get out.
Oh, really?
And now someone was messing, like, going, oh, we're going to get him drunk. I was like, fuck off.
That'd be funny though. Little drunk turtle. Just like that. They already look drunk. They're like, look hungover all the time.
People just smell a party. Then that's a real from the West and all starts coming over. Finglas West.
The West.
Pam this off years ago, we had a party in his gaff and like people got wind of it and like loads of shams just turned up from the West and brought a pit bull.
There was a pit bull
at the
party?
There was a pit bull in his gaff and I think like they put something in his drink because he was just like gone on the sofa. Like,
Jesus.
He just says he remembers a random pit bull walking around his gaff. The Umphalas just inviting more Umphalas. Like,
fucking hell. That's a real.
They didn't get taken, or he's.
I don't know. He's probably like. Me nanny's gone away to Spain. He used to always say, me nanny's gone away to the villa in Spain. Just want to buzz over and you'd knock at his door and his nanny would answer.
What the fuck?
Stupid fella.
Every time it's off on Halloween at the live show.
I know.
Oh, Jesus.
So at the live show, Joe went through a couple of the classics. Himself did butcher it, but the way you told us beforehand, so we were doing a bit with ghost stories and that, and Joe obviously told his couple from his own experience, and then beforehand Darren had told us Soph has a great one, so,
and he did, like, and we then, just didn't do it,
yeah, well, you picked him out, you said Soph's back there, Soph, tell us your story.
Can you remember what he said?
No, he just
he was like, you always do this to me.
Yeah, like, as if what? I didn't fucking tell you. I'd ring you for a half an hour just saying, say this one thing. He's fucking standing up in his big Jack and Jones t-shirt.
The Jack and Jones fella.
It's like, oh no, like, he rang me like, and like, I didn't know, like, so, you know, just happy to be here and all. And I was just like, shut up, like, just say it.
Happy to be here.
What was his story supposed to be anyway?
Supposed to be similar to his one, that when he was playing Rocket League and he felt the presence of a woman in the corner of the room, that he was like letting known that you know they're there, that kind of way. Mm. Softstone was similar, that like he felt like someone was beside him sitting on the couch when he was watching the telly or playing a game, and he just like turn around and let the ghost know that he knows the ghost is there, and he'd say like, oh yeah, I know what you mean, yeah sound, yeah yeah, I'm mad at her. And that's all he had to say. But then he just started going on about fucking other things, like,
oh, we were talking about at the live show, we were talking about Mount Everest briefly. Mm-hmm.
Very briefly.
And there was I was kind of saying it is fucking easy, like, because people used to do it in suits. Like, you was George Mallory, that's the dead body up there.
Like a tree piece?
I mean, yeah, yeah. Because they didn't have, like, climbing gear, so they just fucking wore suits and boots.
Oh, they'd have joggers.
They didn't have joggers.
Sweatpants.
Not the bleeding, I don't know when.
Now, are you talking about they would climb the mountain, or you might have seen pictures of them, say, preparing to climb or at base camp or something?
No, they'd climb the mountain. Like, George Mallory, his body is up there. And I don't know if it's George Mallory or another fella.
There is a picture of the 1924 Mount Everest expedition with George Mallory included. George Mallory is wearing a suit.
Yes, thank you.
He is not. This is not while they're climbing Everest, though. Look, they're. This is obviously they've posed for this. Like, get out the nice.
That's what they wear. No, that's what they wore climbing the mountain. That's what they would have worn. He's wearing a short.
God's name.
A coloured short. A coloured short.
Sorry, you fucking
Darren. This is not what he wore coming down.
Now look, he's wearing a suit, is he not?
What did they run marathons in? Suits?
Back in the day. But your man, the fella who died was done it in sandals.
And boxers?
Whatever he wore, probably drawers. Like a dress or something. They all wore weird shit back then, didn't they?
Like an Olympian or something.
It's where, it was in Greece.
Mm.
Wasn't it? Where he died.
He just wore suits all the time. They didn't even have pyjamas, just suits.
Everyone just fucking wore suits.
I think they had suits when they ran the first marathon.
They had nightgowns in the...
Togas.
Yeah, toga. Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Not a dress, a fucking toga. Just a bit of cloth. Balls bouncing all over the place. And a pair of sandals. And a little crown of thorns or something. A crown of, like, gold leaves.
Like Jesus' crown. Thorns.
But with leaves instead of thorns.
Oh, I know them.
Hmm.
Like Gladiator.
Julius Caesar.
Like Gladiator.
Kill him.
That's the one.
I'm going to the premiere of the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Mescal's going to be there.
Oh.
I'm going to go up and say, you're in the sausages, Ed.
That's deadly. When is that on?
Tell you now.
I'm not jealous of most of the shit you go to, but
the 7th, Thursday the 7th.
Oh, that's soon, yeah.
Soon enough. That'd be deadly.
Next Thursday.
Where's that on?
Lighthouse.
In the Lighthouse. Deadly. That'd be class. Mm. Hey, Paul.
All right, Paul. I was in the crisp ad and you were in the Denny ad. Any tips to get into Gladiator 3? Comfortably shaking his hand the whole time and not breaking eye contact.
And just don't stop shaking his hand. Just keep shaking his hand.
What, you're going to wear a suit?
I know. But never them type of things.
But see, if the star is at the show,
is it a proper
that
premiere?
Elevates it.
If it's a premiere, then you have to wear a suit.
Yeah, and if he's going, it's a premiere.
If it's just a screening, then...
Oh, I'll have to take it.
To roll.
Can you tell that I don't like wearing suits? What do you mean I have to wear normal clothes?
But you spent months now in the whole suit mindset with the wedding and everything, haven't you? Have you not got a suit ready to go?
No.
Have you been to
I have a suit fitting? I have a reusable suit. I have the one suit that you can just take out when you need a suit.
Fantastic.
Or even just a short.
I'm going to just wear what I want to wear. Take it as it is.
Shorts.
Shorts. I'm going to dress up as fucking Julius Caesar. Maximus Decimus Aurelius and I say, it's your outlet. How are you, Paul?
Give us a hug.
Give your dad a hug. Maximus Decimus Meridius. Come on, come over.
Gerdies.
Come on, we're going. Paul, come on. I'm going now. I was going to Skerdies to get a nice bit of make a sandcastle.
I was stopping McDonald's on the way, will we?
We get you a King Burger on the way home and a little whop on you. You little Christ. Dixie.
Is he going to stay there? Is he going to watch that film again? I'm sure he's seen it like 100 times. Like,
they're doing like a world tour of the film, or maybe a European tour of it, where they're just going to all, because I was watching Graham Norton show and they're just going to all these, him, Denzel Washington and blah blah blah, are going to all these cities like
Denzel Washington and blah blah blah. Is Denzel Washington going to be there?
Probably not.
Saoirse Ronan, she was on the Graham Norton show with him, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Is she going to be there?
Oh, she wasn't in Gladiator too.
Oh, was she not?
She's promoting something else on it. They're always promoting something on them shows.
Books.
Yeah, books and all. Scary stories and all. Say it's just him, like, and it's not going to be like he's just going to be there while you're walking, like you can't walk beside him. He's just going to come out like when it's about to start and maybe like say hello, do you know the kind of way?
Yeah, yeah. And slip out.
Won't be doing that.
And then you'd be like, wait, Paul, where are you going?
Paul, it's your dad, come here, it's me, Maximus. Just getting carted out wearing one of them bleeding robes. Get rid of him.
It's me son, he's me son. And he's like, fuck off. Where's he from?
Kildare.
What's that?
That was me, Kildare, actually.
Is he from Kildare?
Fuck off.
Mm. Nah, he's from Cork.
He's absolutely not from Cork, no.
He is.
He famously played minor GAA for Kildare.
He's originally from Cork.
Fine, I don't care.
Imagine just being like,
I don't care.
Imagine you tell him.
They wore suits up over
tell Paul where he's from.
Paul, where are you from? I'm from Kildare.
You're
no,
you're
not?
From Cork. Yeah. Don't That's tell me deadly. Otherwise.
Did you like Gladiator 1?
Loved it.
Did you, yeah?
Yeah. I did, I have to say now.
That's a classic.
The second one's supposed to be as good.
Yeah, is it getting good reviews?
Yeah.
Yeah. It won't it.
Most films do early on though.
A lot of money put into it.
It's a spectacle. Like, huge.
Too long.
3 hours or something.
Fucking hell, like, too long. That's too long.
Be boring sitting there.
Oh, don't drink. Don't drink any of the free drink.
I won't have liquid for 24 hours.
No. Fast.
I have to fast to watch that.
You like that watching it.
Paul Mescal. Paul. You told me Paul was going to be here again.
You told me I was going to be sitting beside Paul.
I'm sitting here fucking parching. And the popcorn's making it even more severe, salty. That's what it'd sound like if you didn't drink liquids in 24 hours.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Fuck.
It wasn't the run of ourselves. Thanks very much for listening. Another episode is done. I couldn't keep that up for too long.
You only said a few words.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
You try it at home.
Thanks very much for listening. Very good. Very funny.
Watch chest. Our lungs.
We chest, yeah. They'll pop.
Sure, I'll see you again at the next one.
Yeah. Yeah,
them people.
Thanks for listening. If you have any questions for the listener, for the bonus, send them to Stall at Go Loud. Fancy dress costumes. If you have any fancy dress costumes.
Good ones now.
If you.
Not just cardboard now.
Or pumpkins. If you carved a good elf fucking pumpkin, send us a picture of that. To the email.
Stall@goloudnow.com. Pumpkins. Send them in.
Okay, we'll go now. We have to call an ambulance for Darren. Bye.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.